Knife's edge. Morgause's fingers curl around the handle of a knife. It feels wrong in her grip, nothing like any of the guns she's learned to shoot. The blade glints like a bullet, though. The promise of violence is familiar, at least, if nothing else. Mordred's fingers curl around the handle of his knife, its grip as familiar now as any old friend. His fingers have not worn grooves into it, but they may as well have for how easily they find the right positions. He could find it blind, and has, often, down here in the darkness. After all, every Saxon knows that their Saxe knives are an extension of themselves, as intrinsic to them as their skin and bones. Mordred's fingers curl around the handle of his knife, and he slices through the long braid of his hair, a decade's growth, maybe more. His Saxon mother does not cry as he passes her the braid of his hair, to be woven into a rope and kept handy. It is good to know that a part of him will be useful even after he has left this place. He does not hand over his knife. He should. Anyone who finds him with it will surely shoot first, no time for questions asked or explanations offered, but he cannot part with it. Not yet, while he still draws rusty air into his lungs. Mordred's fingers curl around the handle of a gun. It is as unfamiliar to him now as his knife was long ago. Perhaps, in time, it will become familiar once more. It will not be a part of him in the same way. But the violence of the knife brings life as well as death in a way that a gun never will. Mordred hopes that he can do the same. The end.